What are you doing?
Testing.
Testing what?
Computers. Trying to figure out which computer is the most powerful.
Well, that's easy. The one with the most memory. Megahertz, MIPS, you know.
No, I don't think so. I think the most powerful computer is the one that people actually use.
Hi, Ken.
Hey. That's not really a fair comparison. People like using the Mac.
The best 30 plus minute alpha conversation you're going to hear all week long. I'm your host, everyone Elijah, joining me today. He sometimes receives personal handwritten notes from Johnny Ive, you know, just to say hi. Leander Caney is here.
Hey, have fun.
What's going on? Also with us, he'll break your tech and he'll steal your girl. Buster Kine is here.
Oh, hey.
Remember, we got to talk super fast so that we can get through the show in 35 minutes. Yeah. So that Leander can leave and go talk to Google. We've got so much great stuff to talk to you about this week. Let me see. Let me just run through the list real fast. We've got some iPad rumors, you know, because the iPad hasn't been updated in forever. Forever. We're going to be talking about Apple's AR glasses. There is a rumor that came out this week that said we're going to be getting these sooner rather than later and possibly revealed some details about those. Buster, I'm sure you're going to love talking about this. And we're going to be doing an all-new Under Review where we talk about the gadgets that we're currently reviewing. We normally do that at the end of the show, but since Leander has to leave pretty soon here, we're going to move it right to the front, and we're just going to kick off the show with that so Leander has a chance to tell us what he's currently playing around with. Tech-wise. Before we jump into the show.
I got that yeah. Sly little joke there.
I just wanted to drop that in there for you, Leander, so the show stays family-friendly. Before we jump into Under Review, let me go ahead and say thank you to Casper for supporting this episode. Oh my goodness, are you waking up with aches and pains in the morning? Do you feel like an old man? Well, you know, the best way to eliminate those aches and pains is a hot oil massage by Bob Mansfeld. But we can't all have the same kind of access to his amazing masseuse services. So I've got another good way for you, and it's Casper Mattress, which is an obsessively engineered mattress available to you at a shockingly fair price. Casper created a mattress made from two high-tech foams to create an award-winning sleep surface with just the right amount of sink, just the right amount of bounce. People love their Casper mattresses. I always tell people, if you're looking for a mattress, try out a Casper and read the reviews online. They're available on Amazon. They're available on Casper's website. You can go read the reviews for yourself and see what people say about their mattresses. They are very highly rated, you know, like 4.5 out of 5 stars in most cases. Time Magazine named Casper one of the best inventions of 2015. You can try Casper Mattress for yourself, risk-free, for 100 nights in your own home. And if you don't love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. Casper understands the importance of a truly great sleeping surface, and they want you to experience it for yourself before you commit. So you get free shipping and free return shipping in the U.S. and Canada. Absolutely risk-free to you. You should go check it out for yourself at casper.com/cultcast, casper.com/cultcast, and you can save $50 towards the purchase of any mattress with code cultcast at checkout. That's casper.com/cultcast, and the code is cultcast. All right, let's just go for it. Under review. Actually, maybe we should just do under review and just wrap it up there. Wouldn't that be funny? We could do like a 10-minute show. Leander, what do you got for us this week? What have you been playing around with that you've been enjoying?
Well, and the new MacBook Pro with Touch Bar.
Did you get one?
Yeah.
Oh. You salty dog. I thought you said, oh, I've got enough MacBooks. Oh, I've got a Mac. iMac. I don't need it.
I know. Well, I couldn't resist. And plus, the accountant said that if we want to make any equipment purchases, you got to do it before the end of the year. So
so you're like, yes.
Splashed out and got one. And yeah, you know, because I was committed to sticking with the iPad Pro as my main machine, as my portable machine. Mm-hmm. But actually, I was trying to edit a story on it the other day and working.
And realized it was terrible.
It was a horrible nightmare. And I was like, oh.
A horrible nightmare.
Well, because Buster's agreeing, right? Nodding his head. Because WordPress in a browser on the iPad is just a nightmare. It just doesn't work at all. And do you use a WordPress app? Buster?
Oh, I would try to, but it's even worse than the Safari one. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've tried it as well, and it just doesn't, doesn't cut it. So yeah, you know, I took the plunge and got the MacBook Pro with the Touch Bar, and you know, all the hate. I mean, I was really a little bit conflicted because of all the stuff we've been reading online, and was, you know, thinking this is a lemon. Why am I buying a lemon? Why am I spending all that money on a lemon? It's crazy.
Well, your accountant said you had to.
Yeah, and so, but you know, I really think it's a really, really nice machine. It's a beautiful machine. Like taken together, the totality of it. You know, the combination of the Touch ID, the fingerprint, the Touch Bar, the fantastic screen, the keyboard is amazing. It's really, really great. The fantastic huge trackpad, how light and portable it is. Overall, you know, beautiful, great, amazing. Had nothing but good things, you know, good feels using it. But
and now it's your main machine?
Well, no, it isn't. It's actually, you know, my you know, quote unquote travel machine. Mm-hmm. The main machine is the iMac still that I'm using at work.
But do you travel anywhere?
Well, this is the
do
thing.
You ever go anywhere?
See, I don't. You see, that's a sad thing. I'm such a homebody that I haven't even taken the MacBook out of the house yet. In fact, I was just saying to Lewis yesterday, he's asked me about how the battery life is, and I haven't even unplugged it. It's been plugged in the entire time. So, you know, I haven't put it through its paces. I was reading a couple of things yesterday about the battery life and the thing, and there's a lot of people complaining that it's worse than the previous generation, and it's not really up to snuff.
Are you talking about the Consumer Reports battery life report?
No, there was another one. There was a pretty good report yesterday. By a guy, I'd have to go find it. I'll find it and I'll send you the link so you can put it in the show notes. But it's a guy that is a pro user. He's a programmer and an app maker. And you know, he replaced like an 11-inch MacBook Air, which is, you know, pretty old in the tooth now, with a MacBook Pro with Touch Bar. And he got terrible results with the batteries. He actually built some kind of battery testing app that simulated, you know, fairly heavy usage. Mm-hmm. And got like, I can't remember, but like 3 hours or something like that out of the battery. But he dug into, you know, it was a kind of an illuminating post. I just about the size of the battery, you know, like it's half as small again as the previous generation. So it's a much smaller battery than the previous MacBook Pros. And he, you know, like me, he liked a lot of the other features, but the battery thing just, you know, killed it for him. But I haven't had an experience yet with it, so you know, I haven't actually sort of taken it out and tried to use it all day and seen whether it dies or not. You know, like I'm not going to be using it for really heavy lifting. So it, you know, I'm hopeful that it'll last for me all day. But it certainly is portable, you know.
Okay, Leander, what about the Touch Bar? How are you liking that? Gimmick? Not a gimmick?
It's Touch Bar's a mixed bag, to be honest, at the moment, because there is something, you know, a little bit awkward about having to look down at the keyboard all the time. When you're trying to do something, but for basic controls it's great, you know, like for volume and for you know, adjusting all the sort of function key stuff, it's been fun. I like scrubbing through tabs in Safari. That works really great. I like that, although Lewis didn't like it at all. And you know, the one of the things I was trying to do was use the autocorrect for typing, and that doesn't work so well, even though I'm a terrible I can't even touch type. So I have to look at the keyboard when I'm typing. And it's not as easy as it is. Like on an iPhone, I use it quite a lot when it suggests words. And I find that works really well. And it does work well, but it's sort of getting into the habit of hitting the touch bar, you know, taking your fingers off the keyboard and then hitting the touch bar to select the word you want. So kind of a mixed bag. But you know, I think it's going to take a little while to get used to. I mean, in theory, I like it.
I played around with it at the Apple Store, and I thought the Touch Bar was really cool, and I loved it in Photoshop. I didn't get to use it a lot because I was only there for a little while, but the Photoshop controls I thought were really useful. It was a little awkward to look down at it while you're trying to do stuff, like you said, to constantly be referring back to the keyboard to look at what you're doing. I'm definitely looking forward to it. I don't think it's a gimmick at all. I just think it's going to take a little while for them to have developers adopt it for their respective programs.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd seen complaints about the way that the different controls they put in for you know, for the Apple's built-in applications, and sort of wondering why they didn't put in different controls. So hopefully they'll amend that too, and it'll get you know, it'll become more useful. I mean, you had to look down if you're going to use the function keys anyway, because I mean, that wasn't exactly something you used when you were touch typing. You know, you had to look down to hit a function key anyway, didn't you? Which actually I never did, because I never really use the function keys at all.
What about the brightness and the volume and stuff?
Yeah, right. But rarely. I mean, actually, you know, I tend to use the menu bar for that, the mouse, for adjusting those things. Dumb, I know, but...
Really?
Yeah. Well, volume was the only one I used to do. Volume was the only thing I used to use the function keys for. And the brightness. But, you know, things like... what's it called? Mission control and yeah. Audio control and oh my goodness me, AV controls. I never use those.
You use mission? Oh, okay, you don't use mission control.
I don't think
anybody uses mission control.
Right.
All right, Buster. What do you got for us, dude?
I didn't even know we were doing this segment. Actually,
why don't you talk about how you crashed your drone again?
I did crash a drone.
This is the uncrashable Joan with object detection, right?
Yeah, I don't know what happened, really. I was in a cave and I...
Was it a cave?
Well, I thought it would be an awesome shot to, like, be in the cave and, like, fly out of it and, like, you know, do a zoom-out shot. And I launched the drone. I don't know. It hit the ceiling. I feel like there must have been, like, some weird draft or something because it just went straight up into the ceiling. And I've flown it indoors before and been fine. So...
Yeah. So you launched it, and it just went shot straight up to the top of the cave and broke in half?
No, it just, like, hit the top of the cave and then, like, came straight back down because, like, a propeller flew off. Like, I broke, like, three propellers, and so it just couldn't fly, so it came straight back down. And the camera
and so gimbal. you're reviewing DJI as repair service since you're one of their most
I've sent it twice now.
Customers.
Yeah, dude. I didn't do any bad damage to it. Just the thing that supports the gimbal and makes it stable broke. So I could still fly it, but the camera looks kind of crappy.
And you're, of course, still loving the Mavic.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
I got kind of one that I'm sure you guys are going to take a big dump all over, as you guys like to do with many of my picks. But I'm going for it anyway. So it's kind of a weird product that actually when I first got, I didn't really think it was all that cool. And I didn't see the point of it. And then I saw somebody else using one on YouTube and I thought, oh man, I'm totally using this the wrong way. And now I love this thing. And it's a Philips Hue Go portable light. So y'all know I love smart lights. This is a HomeKit enabled light. But it looks like a little half sphere. It's white, it's translucent, and like many Philips lights, it can turn itself into millions, zillions of colors. And at first when I got it, it just looks like a bowl, like a cereal bowl filled with white milk. And I was like, what am I supposed to do with this thing, right? Because like you could plug it in or you could unplug it because it has a battery and take it with you, which is why it's called a Go Light. But what I realized is it has a little stand on the bottom part of the sphere so you can actually point it at stuff. And that's when I was like, oh man, this is a super cool product because you can point it at a wall and churn that wall into any of the colors that you can churn the Hue Go. So it kind of creates like a cool mood light. And it's not super powerful, but it's powerful enough to really set a cool luminescent soft glow in the room because it will bounce the light off the wall, so it diffuses the light really nicely, especially, well, I guess if you have white walls, really. If you don't have white walls, this is going to be a whole lot less cooler for you than it was for me. But if you have white walls, you can use it to set the ambience in a room very nicely. And plus, you can take it outside. You can unplug it. The thing's waterproof. Well, water resistant, not waterproof. You can take it outside. If it's raining, it's not a big deal because the entire thing is sealed off. So you could use it on your deck or at a park or something. If you're going on like a picnic or something, you want to get romantic with your lady, you could totally do that. And they're not super expensive. They're about $80, which for a piece of smart lighting technology is not too bad. I mean, there are some that cost more, very few that cost less. So I think it's a pretty good deal. You can get them on Amazon. They're available anywhere and everywhere. Best Buy has them too. It's called the Philips Hue Go Light. It's about $80. And it's just a really cool lighting piece of technology.
And it's HomeKit enabled, so you can tell Siri to turn it on or off or change the mood. Or
exactly. You can use it with your Amazon Echo, too.
Oh, uh-huh.
So sometimes... Oh, and it has, I didn't even say this, it has modes built in, like different modes that can emulate different kinds of lighting scenarios. So I didn't even know it did this. And one day I pressed the button on the back of it, and I thought I was turning it off. And what I did was I activated like this candlelight mode. So it sits there and it turns an orange color and then it flickers like a candle. Hmm. And so I saw it doing this and I thought I broke it. I thought something was wrong with it because it was flickering, and I've never seen LED lights do that before. Well, no, they have all these modes built into it to kind of simulate these different kinds of scenes. And so it's just cool. I mean, if you like lighting, I don't know how practical it is to sit in a room that looks like it's lit by like a digital candle, but it's a super cool light that is very good at setting the mood for your mood. Extracurricular activities.
Oh. I know what you mean about mood lighting, though. I thought it was ridiculous when I first got Bluetooth bulbs.
Yeah,
and they didn't think that it would be that great, but you know, I'm a big fan of mood lighting.
I am too. I think they're life changing. I really do. I use them all the time, and you know, like when you go to like a rock show and they have all those crazy lights to set different moods for the show. I think that would be an amazing job, and I want to know how you get that job. But B, it's really effective, isn't it? When you go to a concert and the whole like arena or the whole stage is red or blue or something, it does a really good job at guiding you emotionally throughout the music and stuff. Yeah. And now you can do that in your own home. And I love it. I don't think I'll ever go back to regular peasant bulbs, as I like to call them, the kind you all use. Okay, well, let's go ahead and jump into some of the news this week. Oh, actually, I take that back. I promised you guys last week that I would do an exhaustive AirPods review because I've had my AirPods for 2 weeks now. And I thought we took a nice little break from AirPods, but they're still very hard to get. I know many of you don't have them and may be considering buying them. So since I've had them, since Leander has them, I thought we could do another discussion on AirPods, what we like about them, what we don't like about them, of which I have at least two things that I think are important to mention. Leander, any complaints about yours so far? I know you've been using them for a couple of weeks now, weeks.
No, nothing. No complaints at all, except for the
you haven't had any issues at all?
No.
Wow.
Actually,
that's surprising.
I'm sorry. I did, but I don't think it was the AirPods. I think it was.
Of course, it wasn't the AirPods. It was your ears. Ears that were the problem.
Yeah, my ears. It was. I think it was a connection. I think it was the network on my phone because I couldn't stream music. So, but it was difficult to troubleshoot because the phone said that the music was playing. I could see the countdown, but I couldn't hear anything through the AirPods. So I tried to switch it to the speaker on the phone, and that didn't work either. So something tricky was going on, and I don't think it was the AirPods. And then as soon as I got back home, got on Wi-Fi, they worked fine. So,
were you trying to stream some music?
Yeah, while I was on a walk, yeah.
I've actually had that same problem before where my iPhone will show something playing and the counter will be going, and you can't hear anything. And then when it does finally start getting data coming in, it will reset the song from the beginning and then actually start playing. Did that happen to you?
Yeah, that was happening too. And I was like, "What the heck is going on?" But then it wouldn't play. It just kept on restarting the song because my data plan's so slow because my son used all of our data in 3 days. So we've been
Tell them what he used it up on.
Well, I don't know.
You said that he was watching origami videos.
Oh, yeah. It was probably
were you joking?
Videos, yeah. No, it probably was. It probably was origami videos. So it was doing that. It was reset to the beginning of the song, but then it wouldn't go any further.
Yeah.
So
okay, yeah. That's legitimate. It sounds like it probably was not the AirPods in that specific scenario.
All right. And then the other thing I did is I sharpened my AirPods to make them black. And someone warned me, like, dude, it's going to come off in your ear. And I was like, nah, it'll be fine. You know, I've sharpened.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, right. So he was totally right. My ears are completely black inside now. not anyone knows. It's all rubbed off. It's got a kind of a cool effect, but
Yeah,
it definitely looks, it didn't last that long.
The plastic on the AirPods is so shiny and slick
right.
that I don't think anything is going to adhere to it very well.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It actually adheres to the case. The case is now all covered in Sharpie. Jeez. So the case looks like really a real mess.
Why would you want to do this? What's the point? Why don't you just leave them the way they were? They look nice as is.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to.
You just wanted to be different.
I did it, you know, I did it on an impulse.
Okay. Well, let me run through what I like about the AirPods real fast. I would say overall, I love these things. I love them. They absolutely positively have that magic factor. I don't want to be without them. They're some of the best earphones I've ever used. I can't recommend them highly enough. There are a few things I don't like about them, which I'll cover in just a moment. But let me start with what I do like. They're so easy to use, right, Leander? You pop them out. Yep. You pop them in your ears, and they just work.
Right.
Almost every single time.
Yeah.
And they're so convenient, and you don't have to have the wires there, so you can move your head around anywhere you want.
Right. The lack of wires is really liberating, isn't it? It's more liberating. Yeah. It's more liberating than getting a pair of Bluetooth headphones. Remember the first time you got a pair of Bluetooth headphones?
Mm-hmm.
And it's even more liberating than that.
Yeah, because they don't have that wire on the back of your neck or, you know, running down your chest or something.
Right.
So I totally agree with you there. They are the most comfortable headphones I've ever worn. Now, I know this is completely subjective, and some people don't find them to be comfortable or don't find that they stay in their ears. They stay in my ears perfectly, and I can wear them for hours at a time, and I can actually forget that they're in my ears. How is the fit for you, Leander?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, no problems. They don't fall out either. They don't fall out at all.
That means that you and I have the same size ear holes.
Really?
It must mean that. I mean, if they don't fall out of your ears and you find them comfortable, it must be the circumference of our ear holes are the same. Ear hole twins.
Yeah, right. Okay, I gotta go because I gotta I gotta use them to make a phone call right now. But
okay. All right. We lost Leander, but let's be honest, we didn't need him, Buster.
Nah, he doesn't provide meaningful insights.
not at all. So let me finish telling you about what I love about my AirPods. The neat little case seems like a small thing, but it's cool because you just pop them in the case. They always have a place to live, and your case goes in your pocket. So clean, so neat. The battery life for me has been very good. I have yet to run out of battery life on the earbuds. I mean, the case I've had to recharge a few times, but you pop them into, you know, the case anytime you're not using them, so they stay charged. But I've used them for hours at a time and have only ever gotten down to like 30-40% battery life. I know some people have complained about battery life, but that hasn't been an issue for me. It seems to be like a one-off thing for certain people. And the sound quality is good. I think it's better than the EarPods. It's not the best sound that I've ever heard. I wasn't expecting it to be the best sound I've ever heard. So I think for what they are, they actually sound quite good. And let me talk about what I have had some issues with. First and foremost, I would say the call quality on the AirPods is not nearly as good as I was expecting them to be. I mean, these are Apple-designed EarPods with microphones in them. And I expected them to be better than a lot of the Bluetooth headsets I had used in years past. And they sound decent. They just don't sound great. And I expected them to sound great. And also the sound quality of the person that you can hear, so the person's voice, the sound quality of their voice doesn't sound that good. I don't know if that's just like the audio of a phone call is much lower quality than, say, streaming Spotify. It probably is, and that might be the difference. But it just sounds gravelly and dirty and not very clean, which I don't like. I would say one of my biggest issues with the AirPods so far is listening to them in the car. For whatever reason, in the car, and this is not just my car. I've driven other cars with the AirPods in, and they have constant cutouts, sometimes unusably so. Sometimes I have to take them out and just listen to my iPhone speakerphone because the AirPods just cannot stay connected to my iPhone, which is weird because that's the one thing that they were supposed to do reliably and consistently, right? Apple designed the W1 chip, and one of the reasons they put that chip in there and designed it, it was to maintain a consistent Bluetooth connection. And these things, when I'm driving, just don't.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know why. Mm. And I wish Leander were here to give me his take on it, since I know you don't have any.
Yeah.
But my guess is that he probably doesn't have these same issues, since he didn't complain about them earlier. And it can be hard to figure out the battery life sometimes. When I open the case, it's supposed to pop up on your iPhone and show you the battery life for the case and the AirPods. Sometimes that doesn't happen. And so you're kind of trying to figure out like what the battery life is and you're in the actual AirPods themselves and then also in the case. So there's little connection issues like that occur occasionally. But overall, man, oh man, I got to say, these are kind of exactly what I was hoping for. And I can't imagine ever going back to regular EarPods after this, at least when it comes to listening to music, because I wouldn't use the EarPods for like recording podcasts or anything like that, because there's a slight delay when you use them. So they're just not good for that kind of crap. But there you have it. That's my full rundown on the AirPods. I love them. They're kind of overpriced. I've said that before. I maintain that's true for what you spend. Dude, I spent $175 on these.
Yeah.
That's a lot of coin.
Yeah.
That's like a that's like a whole pack of extra strength doobies I could have bought.
Oh, so many doobies in Seattle. Oh,
if I partook of such things.
Yeah.
But I don't partake of such things, so I've got the AirPods instead. I get high on life. That's my music. All right. Let's move on to some news, and let's wrap it up. I just want to give everyone a heads up. We're having terrible audio connection issues today. So we're just kind of trying to power through it. But the internet gods have not been kind to us today. They have not looked upon us with favor today. So there's a little bit of delay happening with me and Buster. So we're just trying to power through it. Let's talk about iPads, Buster.
Okay. I love iPads.
Man, I love iPads too. But you know what the problem with iPads is?
What?
They don't ever get updated.
Yeah, and they suck for doing work on. That's me and Leander were talking about.
That too. Leander's still in denial. I have a feeling that he's going to work on his MacBook Pro for like 2 or 3 months, and then he's going to try yet again to move to an iPad as his main productivity device. That guy's a masochist. He hasn't learned his lesson.
Yeah. And like I said, it's really not hardware that's the big problem with the iPads. But anyway, there could be new hardware that's coming out, apparently.
Yeah, so I have an iPad Air 2, which still feels new because they haven't released a new iPad Air since 2014, October of 2014. But Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, who is the only guy that seems to get anything right anymore, didn't Gene Munster, isn't he retired? I think he's retiring.
No, Gene Munster, he's still in the game. He's still on the weekly or monthly or quarterly earnings calls. I hear him every once in a while.
That guy hasn't gotten it. I think he's out of the prediction business, though.
Yeah.
Because he knows Ming-Chi is just...
Killing him.
He's getting it, man. Yeah. He's getting it, yeah. Okay, so Ming-Chi Kuo said Apple is focusing its efforts on updating the 9.7-inch iPad and 12.9-inch iPad Pro, and they might be introducing a 10 to 10.5-inch iPad as well. But here's the bummer. It seems as though the 10 or 10.5 inch iPad may not get the newest A10X chip, but actually might be powered by the same A9 found in the 6S series of phones, which would kind of be a bummer, don't you think? It's like the iPad Air feels like a premium device. Don't you think they should put a premium chip in it?
I thought they said they were going to still update like the 9.7 inch, but have the older chip in that one and then have the 10.5 with the new chip.
Oh, did I switch? I switched my sizes around, maybe?
I think so, yeah.
Well, regardless of how they configure the chips, there didn't seem to be any mention of an iPad mini, which I think is arguably one of the best iPads.
I do, but I find a hard time. Like, it's hard. Like, I can't find an excuse to buy the iPad mini.
Because you have the iPhone 6S Plus.
Yeah, I just have a 6S. But if you wanted a small tablet, it's almost like just go to the plus size iPhone.
We've had this conversation before. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how I think about it too. But I know people who have the smaller size iPhone because that's what they carry around day in, day out.
Yeah.
And then they want to use the iPad mini for
reading, you know, and stuff.
Reading the internet and stuff when they get home. And you got to consider, I mean, there's guys like us who have normal, I would say probably a little bit larger than normal, man size hands. Right?
Yeah.
And so for us, the iPad mini
MBD
is like a child's toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got to think about guys like Alex E. Heath who have very feminine, small, dainty hands.
Just a svelte.
And they have
hands.
A heart. Yeah. I mean, he has a hard time eating a hamburger because he just can't grab it from both sides.
Yeah.
He has to have his wife cut it up into small pieces for him.
God, it's got to suck so to for be him, Alex Heath.
That's the worst. It's the worst. And so for him, an iPad mini would be perfect. So I know there are people out there who really love their iPad minis, consider that the perfect iPad. There was a time at which I felt the same way. And so they really want iPad minis to be updated as well. And there's no mention here in the rumor about those being updated anytime soon. But at least we're supposed to see three new iPads in 2017, which is nice because, I mean, mine's over 2 years old now. And I think it's time to start thinking about updating something a little bit more speedy. But I don't want a freaking iPad Pro, dude. Like, I don't need an iPad Pro.
Yeah.
You just sold yours, right?
Yeah, because it's just, yeah. Well, we talked about that last time. It's just not a good work machine. I mean,
yeah, and it kind of seems like overkill if you're just using it to read the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, all mine is for is reading Reddit. That's literally the only thing I do on my iPad now.
Lay in bed and watch the Reddits.
That's right. I just watch the Reddits roll in. Let them wash over me as I go to sleep. All right, well, let's wrap up with this rumor you don't think is true. This is the Apple AR glasses in 2017 rumor. They came out from the Scobalizer himself. Can we just take a moment to realize that Robert Scoble is still alive and still pumping out tech news every once in a while. He was the man.
Dude.
He was the man back in like 2011.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know he was still going at it. Apparently he is.
Dude, he is going strong, man. Which I don't understand how. I just don't get it. Like, he says some wacky stuff.
So what was it that he said that people were excited about this week?
Okay, so he said this week that Apple is working on AR glasses, which we all know that's pretty much true, but he was saying that he went to the Zeiss booth at CES and a Zeiss employee told him that they're working with Apple on some, you know, glasses that use AR.
Mixed reality, augmented reality glasses.
And that they're coming out at the end of the year, you know, and stuff. And which is just insane. Like,
why is it so insane? Why couldn't this happen in 2017? Well, why you gotta destroy the dream?
Let's remember the last time you and I saw Robert Scoble together at a Yo party at CES in Vegas. That was probably the lamest party of all time.
You know, it must not have been that impressive because I don't even remember this.
You don't remember?
We saw Scoble at that party.
Didn't you? Yeah, that was it was you, me, Alex Heath. We went, I thought you were there. And we went to the top of.
I probably was.
It was some building. We went to the top of, like, I don't know, the 30th floor of some building. And there was this big party for that app, Yo. Actually, maybe you weren't there. Maybe it was just me and Alex. I can't remember now, but it was super lame, and Robert Scoble was there, just like acted like a college kid, even though he's almost 50.
What does he do now? Does he still work for Squarespace?
I think he works for like a venture fund or something like that, or he's like a tech evangelist. He's just been in the tech scene so long that he just gets to say whatever the f*** he wants, and like, you know, he doesn't have to be accountable to anything he says anymore because he's just paid to be Scoble.
He was, he's like an icon of like the tech days of yore. When like
the early days of tech blogging, he was good.
And when Dig Nation was popular.
Yeah.
And South by Southwest was really huge and cool. And Mashable was like a new thing.
God, Mashable. Is that even still around? Let me open up my browser.
I think it's still there.
Wow.
I think it's still there.
Congrats.
And he was scooping back then too.
Yeah, he's been around for forever, but his scoops have definitely started to suck a lot over the last 5 years. And so he's said that whole thing about Apple, but you know, one thing he said, like, and all the tech blogs ate it up, like, oh yeah, Scoble says that Zeiss and Apple are working together, and you know they're going to come out with AR glasses at the end of the year. But it's like, okay, you look at Scoble's post from like 2 months ago, and me and Leander were laughing at just like the crazy stuff he was saying. He was saying the next iPhone is going to be completely clear, like you can see through it, and then you can attach it onto a visor, and then so you can see through your iPhone, but also the display will be the AR glasses type thing, and so it'll be kind of like HoloLens. And I was that's absolutely impossible because the chips would have to be everything would have to be invisible. That's in your iPhone, right. And that's just not possible. But that was,
maybe he knows something you don't know, dude.
Dude,
he's pretty tied into the tech scene.
He was like, "Oh, that's my," you know. So that was a scoop he had a couple months ago. So
scoop.
If you think the Apple glasses scoop is legit, you're stupid. You know.
Yeah, we know that Apple is working on some for sure, but I think it's going to be a while yet before we see anything materialize. Although, if if we're wrong and we see some we see some augmented reality glasses, and then after that we see a translucent iPhone 8 that's literally invisible as like a cloaking mechanism. That would be pretty cool. We're gonna be eating our shorts.
Oh, dude! I mean, they got some Harry Potter tech then, you know. Like Johnny Ive's got some magic in that lab. If we see that this year,
we know that's the truth.
I mean, you look at all the other augmented reality glasses, and they're all ugly as hell. Just look dorky as hell. That nobody would ever want to wear. So, I don't think Apple's gonna come out with anything this year. And if they come out with something next year, I would be pretty surprised. Because I just don't see how the tech's there at all, you know?
I don't either. And if you listen to the show the last couple of weeks, you know that I got to use the Microsoft HoloLens. And unfortunately, I can't talk about the experience because they made me sign an NDA.
Yeah.
But what I can say is, personally speaking, I don't think the tech is there yet.
Uh-huh.
And I was surprised how heavy they were. They were quite heavy on my head. Of course, these are just, you know, this prototypes. Product is under development. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, who knows what the final product will end up being like. But I have a hard time believing, from what I experienced, that it's going to be ready in the next 11 months.
Uh-huh.
I don't necessarily think that's going to happen. Especially considering that Apple is behind Microsoft. I mean, Microsoft is probably much farther ahead than Apple is. At least I would imagine they are, because Microsoft has a working prototype that they've shown.
I disagree. So I don't know. Microsoft always shows shit off before it's ready. Same with Google. I'm sure Apple has similar stuff.
They're just not showing their cards.
Well, it just looks as dorky as the stuff that Google Glass and Microsoft have, I'm sure. So they're like, why even show that if it's not something people are going to want? HoloLens isn't finished itself. Like you're saying, it's a prototype. It might have been heavy. And so they're definitely still working on it. And I think they will be for till the end of the decade, really.
It wouldn't surprise me if it was at least another 5 years until they make them sleek and a little bit more seamless, and they make them lighter weights. Because I mean, when I was wearing them, I was like, "Dang, dude, my neck's like kind of like starting to hurt with wearing these things."
Uh-huh.
So they need to like lighten them up a little bit. But of course, I've worn VR and not thought that. So there's got to be ways to shave some of the weight off these things and make them more comfortable. Uh-huh. But again, I mean, it's prototyping in it. So yeah, don't hold your breath for AR in 2017, at least from Apple. The Scobalizer's out there. He's partying on all our behalfs. He's keeping it real. He's taking selfies in the shower. And that's all great. But as far as his tech scoops go, I think you got to kind of make sure you realize that they may not contain a whole lot of actual reality. Especially when he starts talking about alien tech and translucent iPhone.
I can't wait till that comes out.
Me too. That's going to be a killer feature when you can just look through it and see your hand. All right. Well, with that said, that's all the Cultcast we have for you guys this week. If you want to come say hi to us on Twitter, though, we would love to hear from you. I'm Matt Arafon, Buster's BST3R. Lander is L. Caney. This has been the Cultcast, the best 30-plus minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. New episodes of the Cultcast come out every Thursday night. I want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you guys
next time.
Oh, that was perfect, man.
I wish we did like a barbershop singing quarterbacks. You know, we all do different levels.
We should definitely work on that. We should work on that. People would love that if we did that.
So sexy.
We gotta get Leander to do it with us. We could do like a chord, like one chord together.
Right.
I think that's gonna be bomb. Did you say what the hoot and heck?
Yeah.
Watch your language, the kid show.
I just watched that wretched Civil War
Oh, Captain America.
Captain America. Oh, my God. I read all these reviews, like, you know, the end of the year list, right? It popped up on a bunch of top 10 best movies of 2016. And they said it was surreal and weird and you know, it made it sound, you know, more than interesting. So I watched it. Oh, my God. So wretched.
I feel like Captain America is one of those franchises that always gets great reviews no matter how bad the movie is.
But. Well, no, the one that just the second one, the one that came before this,
yeah,
with Red, what's his face, was one of the, yeah, wasn't it? Was he the one in that, or was he in the first?
No, Red Skelton is like an actor from like the 60s or something.
Whatever the last one was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It was really, really bad.
You know what? You know what movie, superhero movie I want to see is Captain Britannia. That's what I want to see. some real mild mannered gentleman who is just the best guy to be friends with until he sees evil happening, and then he just chugs a couple Stella Artois and goes on a rampage and just rips off everyone's kibbles and bits.
Goonies, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good idea. I'd watch
Captain
that.
Britannia.